On Beacon Hill, debate begins today in the House on a massive new police reform bill with a vote expected by tomorrow. The House version of the bill maintains several elements from the Senate bill that passed last week, including bans on chokeholds and creating police certification programs. Some police chiefs across the state are calling it a political reaction to national events and say it doesn't take public safety into account. Yarmouth Police Chief Frank Frederickson says lawmakers should have considered consulted with police.
If you work with us and we listen to you about how to make this the best policing bill ever, we can do that. I know we can, but this is ramrodded right down to us and it makes no sense. These are very important issues that will live with us for decades, and we'll have to take decades to fix them.
Before he spoke, we spoke to State Representative Carlos Gonzalez, chair of the Black and Legislative Latino Caucus. Gonzalez says police did have input.
Well, not only did we work with leadership, we worked with the police unions, state police unions, corrections officers, to make sure that everybody was at the table and all the issues were heard. This bill goes to the demands that we as a caucus and also as elected individuals of color throughout the state of Massachusetts demanded, and that included independent body to investigate police misconduct. That included police standards of training, also increase the diversity of police officers. And also we asked for a commission to review structural racism. And those four elements are in the bill.
From your point of view, Representative, what's the most important part of this bill in terms of the change it will bring to policing in Massachusetts?
Holding the bad police officers accountable and addressing bad apples. We have the right now, once this bill is passed, to make sure that investigations are independent, that if somebody is found to have an egregious action against any resident in the state of Massachusetts, he or she will be held accountable through an independent body that will investigate that, file charges if necessary, convict, and potentially even incarcerate somebody that found guilty of any excessive use of force or an egregious crime.
All right, well, let's talk more about accountability. Unlike the Senate bill, which would have limited qualified immunity for police officers, as I understand it, the House bill looks to keep qualified immunity largely intact. Qualified immunity, of course, is the legal concept that provides police protections from lawsuits for their behavior on the job. Explain for us how the House bill differs from the Senate bill in that regard.
Well, QI will not apply if an officer is charged with a misconduct, an egregious crime, and is decertified by the independent body. I think that makes perfect sense to some degree. QI is a very controversial issue, as well as a issue that I don't think even from one lawyer to another can really have an agreement as to what the implications may be, not only to police departments, but also to other institutions throughout the state.
You're getting a lot of pushback from police unions, and do you expect this proposal to pass the House?
You know, I take pride in working with our police unions. I think they have committed to making institutional changes that they can support. I think there's a couple of issues that we have to jump over a hurdle about, and we look forward to continue to have this, sometimes uncomfortable conversations, but also get to the common goal of making policing better for everybody, as well as having accountability and transparency that the community has demanded.
And will this bill pass the House?
I'm very comfortable with the bill as we speak. I know there's going to be some amendment processes because there's some other elements that can help in police and community relations, as well as address some of those policy differences that we think are important to communities of color. But I feel positive that this bill will pass.
State Representative Carlos Gonzalez of Springfield, chair of the Black and Latino Legislative Caucus, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you, Bob.